Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680, with the Hall of Famer, Pudge Rodriguez. Great to see you in San Francisco.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Your son, Derek, of course, is a big star here. Let me ask you this. When did you realize that he had the arm and the ability to pitch in the big leagues?
Well, he always had a very good talent. Starting in the outfield, and 4 years ago, he take that talent and transferred to pitching. You know, he always have a good arm, but the way that he was able to work in his mechanic, that was the part that impressed me the most. You know, it's not easy to be a big leaguer 4 years later when you converted from the outfield.
Yeah, and to repeat the delivery, and that's the amazing thing for me. He throws the same delivery.
Yeah, he's trying. He get on there a little bit, but yes. One of the things that he's trying to stay is stay tall and basically throw over the top. And when he do that, you know, all his pitches are going to work fine. You know, he got four quality good pitches that he can use at any time, and he's a strike thrower. You know, I think that is the key from Derek. You know, that he doesn't walk a lot of people. You know, I think he got 80 innings, only 19 walks in 80 innings. So that tells you that he's going to throw strike. He's not going to walk anybody. So he pitched to contact. And when you pitch to contact, you're going to get a lot of outs.
Boy, very good. Hall of Famer talking. I like this. Very good. The other thing I like about him is he's not afraid to throw the breaking ball in any count.
No, he's not. You know, that's one of his good pitches that he has. He throws a breaking ball any time. Also, he got a good good changeup. The fastball, he established pretty well. But the curveball, you know, I think the curveball is one of his main pitches that he needs to have it pretty much in every start to be able to pitch a good game.
So here he is pitching against, my goodness, the Texas Rangers. Come on, what do you think about it? You saw him against the Marlins, and now here's the Rangers. What else you got? You got the Tigers? What else you got in there?
No, well, you know, it's good just to see him pitch against my former team, the Rangers. It's going to be a fun night. My wife's here with me, and some friends are here with me, but I talked to him. I saw him inside earlier. He's fine. You know, he feels like it's another start that they have to do, you know, and just keep doing what he's doing. So long as he's throwing strikes and do what he's supposed to do, he's going to be fine.
Pudge, were you a guy who went out to the mound a lot and talked to pitchers?
Yeah. You know, I always have a long communication with the pitchers, you know, on and off the field, in the clubhouse before and after the game. So that's what you need to do. You know, when you're a catcher, you know, you need to establish a good relationship with the pitching staff and all the pitchers, and basically that's very important for our catchers to do.
Yeah, communication. Great to see you. Pleasure.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.